Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join us in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please stand, roll call, please.
Klimko?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Conry?
Are you here, Heather?
Yes.
Higgins?
Here.
Thompson?
Yes.
First up, we have the minutes of the meeting of May 10th.
So moved.
May 19th.
Yes, what did I say, May 10th?
Yeah.
I meant May 19th. It's going to be one of those nights.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Abstention.
At this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petition, statement, and testimony from guests. Mr. Montanardi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm great. I passed out a sample of the car show flyer. It's just a sample, it's not the real deal. I'm still waiting for a couple more sponsors to respond so we can put them on the flyer. It'll be a much better stock. I've met with the police chief and lieutenants, introduced myself and told them about the upcoming events. They all have the event calendar in their hands. We've talked about coverage for some of the bigger events, like the sci-fi fantasy. I don't know how familiar you guys are with the science fiction fantasy event that's coming up, but it's shaping up to be a very big event. We've got, at last count, 13 vendors, one character impersonator, I guess, a celebrity, two bands, five authors, one artist, two appearances, guest appearances, and one huge LARPing area. LARPing is live-action role-playing. These are people who come into town dressed as creatures and fight each other in the back of Gibson's Gym. When I told the police department about that, they were very interested in that particular event, for a whole lot of reasons, I guess. We're also going to have life-size game boards, 10 by 10, 12 by  12, with people in costume as the game pieces. So that'll take up a lot of space. It's going to be a big family day. I don't know how big it's going to be yet because they're still working on getting folks in there.
And what's the date for that?
What's the date for that?
I'm sorry?
The date.
That's the 11th.
July?
Yeah, the 11th of July. I gave you guys the calendar of events, right? You do have it, all right.
Doesn't mean we have it in front of us.
Okay, that's true, very true. The driving force of that event is Lee from Arcana. The bid asked her to get involved and then kind of set her free, and she's been running real hard with it ever since. The four-face street clock, the Kiwanis have agreed to fund the initial maintenance and repair, $550. I signed the contract, the guy's supposed to be here tomorrow morning to fix that and get it running. It hadn't been touched since it went up. Unlike a car, it's supposed to be maintained, which I believe is why it started losing time. It's an hour and 54 minutes slow, has been for the last 4 weeks, so it's running okay. It's just that the winter, it slowed down in the winter. So it's going to get all new grease and be all cleaned up. We're going to be putting out these cans. The Kiwanis are going to, I've been running around putting them in up along Main Street. If you can think of anybody else who might want to have a can for donations, this is designed to keep the clock going. The Kiwanis are going to fund the initial maintenance, and then this will fund maintenance going forward, right? And everybody, I think, is familiar with the Farmers Festival. We have our first Farmers Festival this Saturday. It's going to be great, there's going to be a lot of people, and we've been advertising that. And I think that's it. Got any questions?
John, who's the celebrity that's going to be drive by?
The celebrity is going to be...
I doubt that.
Brimstone. I don't know who Brimstone is.
If it was Star Trek, it'd be a guy in a red shirt.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else from the audience? Please come on up.
I'm not sure how I got to do this.
If you would, just state your name and address for the record, please.
Bob Pesinello, Harmony Township, and I'm co-chair for Washington Celebrates America.
Okay.
I had hoped to meet Rich McGuire here, who was supposed to make the presentation, I guess. So we're looking for a resolution from the town, from the borough, rather, to continue with our festivities on the 4th of July.
We have that. That's resolution 96-2015.
We have that.
Yes, it's going to be on the agenda this evening.
Oh, so you don't need me to speak in support of that? Or?
You can. You're certainly welcome to if you choose to. You would probably just need to be available for any questions when the resolution comes up.
I will be here.
You or Rich, that would be fine also. Okay. Although I don't think there'd be any questions. It's pretty straightforward.
All right. It is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I'll make a motion to close the audience portion.
I'll second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Reports.
I'll make a motion to receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the reports? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Committee reports. We have sewer first on the list.
Okay, we met yesterday. Met here. Let's see here. We have the TWA in hand. There are some things that we were going to talk about. The engineer needs to meet with the contractor to go over some issues on the pricing of their bid. So we will have more information at the next week after he meets. He's going to meet with them this week, is it? Or this week or next week?
This week or next week.
Okay, so we'll have more information about all that stuff at the next week.
Okay. Is that it for sewer?
That's it for sewer.
Streets Committee.
Okay.
Next.
Most of the conversation was about the mid-block crosswalk. Let's see here. Dawson's initial plan is to, when we take care of that, the pavers down there, whether or not we have to put a top coat on, because they're going to come through next year, rip that up and repave it and put a new top coat down. So he's going to check with the state this week to see if we have to put a top base down, or if we can just build it up to elevation with a base coat in preparation of them coming next year to tear it up the way they're...
And they would mill it.
Yes.
You're going to mill it anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. He said that everything, he should have all the information at the end of the month for the July 7th meeting, bring plans to the governing body. So I anticipate us actually getting them earlier to review, to discuss at the July 7th meeting. All right, let's see here. What else did we do here? Don Henry was here, the road department acting supervisor or whatever his title is, but anyway, these guys, in preparation for the parade on the 4th of July, are going to walk the parade route or ride the parade route, whatever they do, and they are going to make sure that all cracks and anything that will hinder the parade, make sure they're repaired before the parade. Let's see here. All right. We talked about storm drains being repaired, the road signs being put up. We also discussed North Lincoln Avenue. North Lincoln Avenue, they have been in contact, Dawson's in contact with Gilcon, the contractor that's going to do the work there. We have to, of course, be put on their list, as we explained at the last meeting. So here's what they wanted from us. They wanted five or six rooms so that they can make it a whole day operation, because for them, it would not be cost effective just to come out to do North Lincoln Avenue. So Dawson has provided them with some information they got to go out. They're going to measure the roads, measure the amount of blacktop that needs to go on, and then they're going to come back with a price list, and then we're going to give them the roads in addition to North Lincoln, and they will schedule. So we're moving along now.
What do we think we're looking at there? Any idea?
He's actually meeting with them. They're supposed to come out this week to finish measuring one road, I believe, right? And then they're going to, what they're going to do is they have to go back through all that out and then give us a cost. And then we will actually sit down and have to bring it back here to the council and say, the roads are going to cost this much, we get fixed. You know, these roads are going to cost this much. We have to determine then what roads that are going to go along with North Lincoln.
Okay, so we're a month out?
Probably.
Okay, roughly.
Roughly.
Weather dependent.
I don't want to give an exact date, but we're moving along. It's moving forward.
Okay.
Who are you getting on the list?
Yes, Russ is on the list. And our next meeting is the 16th at 6 o'clock.
No, that's sewer.
Sewer.
Okay. About that.
Okay.
Let's see here. Would this be the time to talk about the additional part-timer?
That we discussed?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
In vague terms.
In vague terms, okay. Now that it's summertime, lawn work needs to be taken care of, and we should probably get, Christine said she could hire another part-timer, maybe, through Clean Communities Grant, and that would be my recommendation to do that, someone specifically for lawn maintenance.
Lawn maintenance or just municipal property?
The municipal property and the foreclosed properties.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, they can do anything.
Last year we had 78, this year we're over 90.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How many?
Over 90. Keep in mind that CPW mows 18 to 20 borough-owned properties every summer. That's what we own.
Yeah.
So having an additional part-timer will help.
It'll come from a grant.
Okay.
Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so do we need, no, you can just do that.
No, I have the authority.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Anything right. else?
The sewer meeting is scheduled for the 16th.
Okay. When is that?
Sewer.
Okay, we have no old business, we have no ordinances, that moves us to new business. Let's do 93 and 94 together, redemption of a tax certificate.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of those? Have a roll call, please.
Connery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Okay, 95, 2015 for the Municipal Alliance grant approval.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? Well, I don't know. Let's do a roll call on that.
Connery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
Resolution 96, 2015 for the Washington Celebrates America.
So moved. Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that one? Any questions for Mr. Pessinello? You would like to speak, Mr. Pessinello?
I would like to speak.
Please.
I do.
There was mention of going over the street for the parade route and looking for hazards for the marchers.
Right.
I think it's also important that we do that at least by the Saturday before the 4th of July, in as much as we have the soapbox derby that comes down.
Right. They're aware of that.
They are.
Yes, they are.
Because there were some, in driving that fairly regularly, there are some cracks and things that could be of...
Right. I'll make sure they do it before the qualifying races.
Thank you very much.
And that, what Saturday, that's the week before the 4th?
Yes, the 27th.
27th.
Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I abstain.
You abstain?
Okay, please.
And on your desk tonight was Resolution 98-2015, authorizing the sale of surplus property, which would be a 1993 F-700 single-axle dump truck, a 1994 F-350 single-axle Mason dump, and a 2002 Chevy Impala, which are no longer needed by the community.
Is there anything else that we have?
Something vehicle that I could come up with.
I just thought maybe extra equipment or...
We could try your car if you'd like.
Sure, okay. Just send me one.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Our vouchers.
Make a motion to pay for us.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on any of our vouchers?
Question.
Sir?
On DPW. Actually, I got two wrong.
What page is that?
The first one's going to be on page 4.
Okay.
Socket wrenches and stuff, is that for the new lawnmower or ones had broken in the past?
I'd have to look into that, Rich. I mean, they...
I just...
When they buy small materials like this, it's to operate the shop.
Okay.
Do you want me to get an answer?
No. And why is DPW moving dirt?
Tell me where you see that.
Cubic yards of mulch? Mulch on there.
Okay, that's probably what I meant.
That's mulch.
What's that, just landscaping around?
Right, it was landscaping, and they also contribute to recreation, I believe.
Yeah.
Yes. Every year.
Okay, anything else? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yeah, I say things that far company races go out.
McDonald?
Yes.
Noon?
Yes.
Heinrich?
Yes.
Klimko?
Yes.
What did we give you to do this week, anything? You can smack me.
I am, I'm not going to do that. I will make sure they take care of Broad Street before qualifying on, for Washington Celebrates America. Most importantly, this will go to the insurance company so that we have insurance coverage for that day. And we'll have to advertise for the public sale. Other than that, it's business as usual. Move along with the project.
What's the day of the public sale? When's that closed?
I tentatively have it scheduled for 10 days from this Friday, because I have to advertise Friday. So in my manager's report, I'll let you know what day that is. Okay.
Council remarks. Mr. Thompson, let's start with you.
Just have fathers, happy Father's Day, and enjoy the day.
Sir? Mrs. Klimko?
Happy Father's Day to the fathers also, and that's it.
Okay. Mr. Higgins?
Are we going to have an executive session? A quick one?
To discuss...
Your email?
Contract negotiations?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Heinrich, we have the electrician coming tomorrow at 10 a.m. to assess the ballot. Christine helped me get a hold of him. So, and that's all I have. Mrs. Moon.
Please come to the farmer's market on this Saturday, June 6th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if the community supports it, it will be very successful. I'm sure it will be. And a great way to support our local businesses and our local farmers.
Mrs. Conway.
I have nothing.
Correct. The only things that I have is Christine, Mike, and myself. We met with the school board this week in regards to the solar installation. There was another option that was brought up onto the table of a company that's building solar panels in Warren County, and would it be more efficient for us just to deal with them? We all decided that we should keep going the path that we're on, see what's more cost effective, you know, whether it's putting it up on our buildings or trying to get it from somebody else's building at a large field. You know, for the $1,500 that it's going to cost us, we felt that was the prudent way to go. Mm-hmm. Also, I had a meeting this week with John Monteverdi and Monica Hamburger from the BID. We just talked about what's going on, what kind of plans we have, and I guess we had a little get-to-know-each-other sort of thing for John in particular and myself. That's all I have. So we'll need an executive session for contract negotiations. I'll accept that motion. Should we do it at a 5-minute recess, or?
Sure.
Okay.
So moved.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?